Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and amen. If you will only trust me, I think that's something that the Lord is saying to all of us at this stage of the game. Amen. He's asking us, do you trust me? Do you trust me? God has never failed us. He's asking, do you trust him? Well, hello. Good morning to you. It is Sunday, October 24th. It is a blessing to be in the house just one more time. Amen. If you have been redeemed by the Lord, make some noise right now and give God some praise, because God is in
Hallelujah.
The house and we are in a house. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That means that we align with
Thank
God's
you, Lord,
will.
Jesus.
And if we
Thank
are here
Lord.
To align with God's will,
Thank
that means that everything
Jesus.
Is going to be right and in order. And because it is
the
right
King
and in order, it
is
well with
building.
My soul.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Yes, it is well. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for keeping us, Father God. Thank you for looking over us, Father. Every good thing, Father. We just thank you, Father God. Father God, we also thank you sometimes,
okay.
Father God,
right.
for the rain,
okay.
because without the water,
okay.
Father, we will not be
okay.
able to
I'll
grow. We will not be able to see the life that you have put out in front
you
know. Of us, Father
so,
God. So we
but
thank you
know.
For the sunshine
yeah.
and the rain.
Yeah.
We thank you for the ins and the outs. We thank
yeah.
you for the times, Father
yeah.
God. Well, we just don't know which way to go, Father. But we know so long
yeah.
as we have your Holy Spirit, Father, that we will always hear your voice.
Thank you,
Father God. Thank you, and thank you. Amen. Minister Lisa, will you please bless us with a song?
Awesome, Lord.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, give thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, give thee behind. Joy today is mine. Love is mine, love is mine, love today is mine. I will give thee behind, love today is mine. Victory, victory. Victory today is mine. Victory, oh victory. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, give thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. We should now have our affirmation of faith by Reverend Patricia Johnson.
Let us unite in the historical confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sat in the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thirst he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of our sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, gracious God, our Heavenly Father. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you this glorious morning for waking us up once again to come together in your house of worship, O Lord. Our help is the name of the Lord, without whom our assembling is in vain. Come, O thou who has been our help in ages past, and bless us with thy presence. Flow in our hearts and between us, one and all, that through you we will be linked one with another through Jesus Christ our Lord. Pray for our shepherd this morning as he gives us a word from the Lord. Anoint him and touch his soul. Bless everyone in this radio station. Hakeem and Michelle, our sick and shut in, the bereaved families. Bless Fuse Memorial Church. Joy to the world. Jesus is the greatest gift, Lord. Make hearts tender and open blind eyes to receive this great gift. Pour out your spirit, Lord, this day, and let us feel your love like never before. Father, Prince of Peace, we thank you this morning for the greatest gift ever given, which is your love, your peace, your hope, your grace, your mercy, and most of all, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for sinners like us, so that we may have eternal life and salvation. Thank you, precious Lord, for the best gift ever in life. To God be the glory for all he has done and about to do. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Shower down on us this morning, Holy Spirit. Shower down on us. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. I shall be reading the scripture for this morning, which comes from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 34 through 42. And I shall be reading from the New Living Translation. Wherever you are, once you have found it, shout hallelujah. That's Acts chapter 5, verses 34 through 42. And it reads, but one member, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, who was an expert in religious law and respected by all the people, stood up and ordered that the men be sent outside the council chamber for a while. Then he said to his colleagues, men of Israel, take care what you are planning to do to these men. Some time ago, there was that fellow, Theodius, who pretended to be someone great. About 400 others joined him, but he was killed and all his followers went their various ways. The whole movement came to nothing. After him, at the time of the census, there was Judas of Galilee. He got people to follow him, but he was killed too, and all his followers were scattered. So my advice is, leave these men alone. Let them go. If they are planning and doing these things merely on their own, it will soon be overthrown. But if it is from God, I'll say that again, but if it is from God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You won't be able to overthrow them. You may even find yourself fighting against God. The others accepted his advice. They called in the apostles and had them flogged. Then they ordered them never to speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. The apostles left the high council rejoicing that God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for the name of Jesus. And every day in the temple, from house to house, they continue to teach and preach this message. Jesus is the Messiah. The word is blessed. Absorb it into your spirit and be blessed by God himself. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Lisa. Thank you, Reverend Pat. Thank you, Reverend Rosalind and Minister Kyle. Thank you so much. It is truly a blessing to be here before you. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am excited. I'm excited, and I'm excited for nothing. Amen. I'm excited because God has just been good to us. Amen. And believe me, he's not done with us just yet. Amen. I just want to announce that come the first Sunday of November, we will be returning back to our church, amen, back to our building, amen. Let me rephrase that, our building, amen, because the church is in our hearts, amen. But we will be returning back to our building, amen, the first Sunday in November, amen. So let us mark our calendars down. Please be ready to worship, amen. Please be ready to worship. I'm going back in the building, and amen, if I got to worship the Lord, if I got to dance and sing and praise all by myself, that's what I'm going to do, amen. But I know with this great ministerial staff, I will have some help, amen. So it is a true blessing. God has been good to us, amen, and I will see you there. I'm expecting the house to be full. I'm expecting for the house to be packed, amen, and we going to serve God together. Amen. Expect some great things out of this conference year. Again, God is not done with us yet. Amen. Also on that first Sunday, amen, we will be celebrating the Usher Board Number One's anniversary. Amen. So, again, it is a blessing. It is a true blessing. So let us come ready to celebrate the name of the Lord. Come ready to give him all honor and praise. And just come ready expecting a blessing. Amen. Amen and amen. And on that Monday, November 1st, it is our first quarterly conference with our presiding elder. Got a little ahead of myself. Amen. November 1st will be our quarterly conference with our presiding elder at 6:30. I do believe it will be via Zoom. As soon as I get the information, I will share it with you all. Amen, amen, and amen. Please remember, as we are still in the midst of a pandemic and we know that things are slowly turning around for us, we are in the midst of this pandemic still, and we're getting ready to enter into our winter season, amen. So that means we have to do a little bit more for ourselves, care a little bit more, take your vitamins, amen. If you have been vaccinated, amen, please make sure that you've gotten the booster shot, amen, which will continue to help you to fight off any of the viruses that may try to come upon you. Amen. Let's keep ourselves safe, and let's look after one another. Amen. For what we do, amen, could save a life. All right. Amen. May God bless you, and may God keep you. And we should not have our altar call.
Good morning, Lord. Hear our prayer. Open our hearts with love, joy, and peace. Heal our family and children, give them protection from harm and danger. Feed our families that are hungry and give them shelter. Lord, I call to you in names for six. Judy Norwood, Jackie Spencer, Jesse Burrell, Annette McKinney, and others. Lord, heal them. And Lord, comfort the bereaved families that have lost loved ones. Lord, give us the strength to understand you and that everything will be all right. Guide us in the right direction so that we will know you. Lord, teach our country that hate is not your way. Teach them that you created all people and that you are, that you created all of them equally. Help us find the love that you instill in our hearts that we may be better human beings. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 13, 3rd chapter, 16 verse. Amen.
I am grateful for the things that you've done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won. I could go on and on and on about your words, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart, its gratefulness. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won. I could go on and on and on about your words, because I'm grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart, its gratefulness. Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing from my heart, flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart, is gratefulness. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Gratefulness. Yes, yes, yes. Please pray with me. Eternal Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture will come out of the book of Acts, chapter 5, beginning with verse 33. When they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill them. Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take heed of yourself what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Judas rose up, claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this man, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. Or this work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God and have true substance, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God." And they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for the sake of the gospel. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For a subject today, for the sake of the gospel, as this message came to me on two different occasions, I felt compelled to write it and to present it to you, God's people. As we open up this great book of the New Testament history, we find here in this particular portion of Scripture that the apostles have been arrested and jailed, not for a crime that they had committed, but because they refused to be set down by the works of the enemy. As this region was slowly becoming filled with Christians, the Jewish leaders of that day sought to put an end to the works of Jesus. In fact, most of the people of that time who preached Christ was either slain or placed in jail. And while the apostles knew that their freedom could possibly their lives could be taken at any time, these men continued to preach and to teach to all nations. In fact, what I love about the apostles of that time is that even after every dart that was thrown at them, nothing could stop them from doing what God had called them to do. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? I said that every time a dart was thrown at them, they continued to press on even the harder. They didn't allow the things of this world to stop them from doing what God had called them to do. And yes, they were thrown in a prison amongst the heathens and the thieves and were treated as second-rate citizens and fed scraps and had insults hurled at them and slept with the rats in the filth of the underground prison. But for the sake of the gospel, their minds remained focused on the mission of saving souls. As apostles had experienced the movement of God earlier in this chapter, and at the hands of an angel, they were instructed to preach. And after this a failed attempt, the apostles knew that truly God was on their side. Have you ever been in a situation where God showed up to fight your battles? Now, please understand what I mean. I am saying that there are times that some of us have physically seen God's hand move, and then others have supernaturally seen God's hand moves. I'm talking about those times when you were hungry and somebody gave you bread, those times when your shoes had worn out, but somehow they kept your feet warm until you got some new ones, when death was knocking at your door and the Spirit of God and the blood of Jesus said, back up, you can't have this one. I'm talking about the days when you felt so oppressed that you could not make a way out of no way, but God, through the Holy Spirit, reminded you that there is freedom in his Son. I know that I am not the only one who has experienced something like that. You see, God continues to show me on a daily basis why I trust and believe in him. He continues to show me on a daily basis that his Son has set me free. He continues to show me on a daily basis why I believe in this gospel that I preach. I don't just practice it. I preach it and I practice it. So I'm here to let somebody know that there is a Jesus. Has he ever showed up to fight your battles? If you have ever experienced any of these things, you then know why the apostles got up out of that prison and preached. They preached for the sake of the gospel. When you truly look at the scripture, you can see that the gospel of salvation was the only thing that they had, where there's nothing new under the sun. Some 2,000 years later, amen, throughout all our modern technology, and we would sit as kings compared to them back in those days, still there's nothing changing. Only thing we have to hold on to is the gospel according to Jesus the Christ, amen. You see, I have to admit something. I have to be honest if I can. This scripture, it gave me some goosebumps, amen, when I first read it. Understand that when the apostles went back and went out and did what they were commanded of them, a blessing was added to their lives, a diamond was added to their crowns, and a sense of victory was placed upon their heads. The council and the chief priests found them outside their cell still preaching, and while they returned them to the council, Gamaliel, who was a man of high authority, he was the son of Simeon, and Simeon was the man who waited and waited on the life of the Messiah. He waited so long that he said, Lord, all I want to do is to see Jesus come into this world. And it was at that time that he was the one that blessed Jesus. He was the one that held him as a baby and said, Father, now that I have seen salvation come to Israel, you can take my life at any time that you want to. Well, this was his son. Gamaliel was a man who was a man of true substance, a man of true heart, but he was also a strict teacher, amen. He was the one that trained the Apostle Paul. But please don't count his thought right here as one of friendship. He was speaking as if the gospel meant nothing to the Mosaic law. And it is amazing how one can be so brilliant, but yet so ignorant. And as they decided to beat in the flog the apostles and to humiliate them instead of killing them, the apostles praised God for the beating that they took for the sake of the gospel. But what say you, church, to all ministers? Will you preach to the pews when no one is there? To the missionaries, will you go out into uncharted territory to bring enlightenment to that which is filled with darkness? To the stewardess, will you serve the table of the poor, the table of the ministry, and the table of the Lord, even if you find yourself serving by yourself? To the trustees, will you secure the gates that have been broken by the works of the enemy?
to the stewards, will you seek out all and express the need of financial support because the church does not run on water alone? To the ushers, will you serve as doorkeepers when no one is waiting to come on into the sanctuary? As teachers, will you effectively, efficiently, and correctly plan your Sunday school lessons so that someone might experience the breakthrough that comes through your study? Oh, but I'm not done. To the lay, will you serve God when no one is looking? I was once told that your outside appearance to others means nothing to God, but it is when you are alone that he records your life. Oh, but there's still one more on my list. To the pastors, will you preach the undiluted truth about Yahshua? Will you stand at the mountaintop and guard the city as the watchman, even if it meant that you had to stand guard all night long? Will you keep your oath of silence? Will you teach with authority? Will you proclaim the good works of salvation? Will you take the beatings that come as a cost of discipleship? What are you willing to do for the sake of the gospel? Will you open up yourself and receive what God has for you? I'm going to ask somebody right now. Jesus asked us to go into some crazy places sometimes, but are you willing to go for the sake of the gospel? I used to remember there was a group of people that would come and knock at my door early in the morning trying to convert me over to their belief. And I would ask them, if you believe that Jesus is Lord, then why won't you go into a place and pull people out of the dirt? Instead, you would stand outside and just watch it crumble on down. But what I know about my Jesus would go into the most dirtiest of places to bring his people out, to save his people, and to teach them that there's a new way of living. I mean, to let somebody know right now, for the sake of the gospel, I'll do whatever, go wherever, be whatever, because at the end of the day, I know who I serve, and the man that I serve, the man that I serve will reward me openly and privately. You understand? I'm going to let somebody know that I have been beaten for the gospel. I have been hurt for the gospel's sake. There's nothing worse in this world than some church hurt, and I have experienced it. But I want to let you know that at the same time, I have experienced a victory that comes through learning and understanding who my Jesus is. I want to let somebody know today that for the sake of this gospel, I would walk out there, even if it meant that my head would be chopped off. I would walk out there and I would preach and I would teach and I would tell this nation about a living Savior named Jesus. And if I had to do it all by myself, I would do it and would not care, because I am an army of one. And so long as I have the blood of Jesus backing me, then I'm good. I got to.
You see, what are you willing to do for the sake of the gospel? What are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give your all so that somebody might be saved? Are you willing to stretch your arms across the bridge and to let somebody walk across your body because there's no other way to God? What are you willing to do to further along God's kingdom? And I'm not just saying, don't tell me with your mouth, but I'm asking you to think about it in your heart. What are you willing to do for the sake of the gospel? What are you willing to do? I urge you to take a stand against evil, especially the evil that's trying to overtake our land. Hold up your blood-stained banner behind that old rugged cross. But always remember, my family and my friends and my enemies, if I have any,
please remember this one thing, if you don't remember nothing else that I've said today, that remember that every round goes higher and higher, new levels, new devils. But as for me and my house, I'll stand. I'll fight. I will teach. I will preach until my dying day. You see, I learned from this story, that old nursery rhyme that says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but my hope is in Jesus. And as I go to sit down, I walk, I breathe, I sleep, bless. All for the sake of the gospel. May God bless you, and may God keep you. And as I open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, is there somebody here today? I'm going to make this plain to you. Is there somebody today been filled with the Holy Ghost, but every time you turn around, there's always a mess being thrown in your face, on your job, in your personal life, and everywhere you turn, there's always something. But you know without shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you feel the Holy Spirit around you. Let me tell you something. It is the enemy that is trying to stop you from reaching the potential that God has for you. The enemy has tapped into your future, and he knows that you are going to be a mighty man or woman of God, and thus the enemy does not want you to get to that point, because many people will be saved through the words that come out of your mouth. Whether you are a preacher or a teacher or an officer in a church, none of that matters. Your favorite word should be servant. Pray this prayer over you. Lord God, touch your people, Father. Fill them with a word, Father God, that will bring comfort to their souls. I remove the works of the enemy, Father God, as we try to proclaim the victory that comes only through the blood of Jesus. Strengthen us, Father God. Touch and anoint us right now, Father. Bless us and keep us, Father God. Watch over your people. The enemy is trying to destroy us, Father God, but we claim victory right now through the name of Jesus. That every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We thank you, Father God. We bless your name right now. In the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. If that's you, I urge you to go to a church, a Bible-based, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, and give your hand to the preacher and your soul to the Lord. Your tithes and offerings, and pray with them in spirit, and watch what Jesus Christ will do in your life and in the life of that church. God bless you. Today is your day. But remember, forsake all for the sake of the gospel. Amen. Amen and amen.
we should not have our doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
And again, and I want to bless Sister Michelle and Brother Akim, and on behalf of Fuse Memorial, we give God praise for the works that you do for this church. We pray that God will bless you mightily, brother and sister. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may His love and His mercy, but most of all His victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says amen, amen,
amen,
and amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Until next Sunday, we are signing off.
Amen.
Not a